The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hope you had a Merry Christmas and enjoying the holidays, however you celebrate. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Randy McMichael in today. We were talking about Netflix, and listen, I thought for what it was worth, I know they had some glitches going on early. I guess I didn't see all that, but it was a big day yesterday for Netflix because it's the first time we've seen the NFL. You know, obviously they assembled a cast of, studio hosts and broadcasters to do these games. But I thought they did a really good job. And so it felt familiar. And it also felt big, Randy. That was the other thing. The games weren't any good, but it felt big, right? And I mean, like, that was the thing. We were supposed to get two really good matchups. It didn't turn out that way with the Steelers getting beat. The Chiefs win. And we'll talk more about Patrick Mahomes and what he had to say about, getting the number one seed. And then obviously the Ravens blow doors on the Houston Texans. But that was the thing for me is, and then Beyonce, when she came out there on that white horse, did you see that?
Dude, she was
she
so
came
good.
Out on a white horse.
Did you? Yeah, but then I saw it this morning. I didn't realize it when it was going on. Her baby was out there.
Yeah, little Blue.
Yeah, Blue was out there doing a thing. And then I saw Post Malone and then the Shibuki guy. Is that his name? Am I saying it right?
Shibuzi.
Yeah,
Shibuzi. Is that the tipsy guy? Is that the same dude? Yeah.
By the way, Post Malone, he cleaned up a little bit. He don't look as grimy as he used to be.
He's an old dusty, rusty looking dude.
But
man.
I guess when you got to perform a Beyonce, you got to clean up a little bit. You got to take a little soap and water, get some stuff off there.
Yeah, man. He got that Mac Hollins type feel to me, just rusty.
That's a good point. That's the thing about what happened yesterday. We were talking about it to start the show. Like, this is going to become the new. And I don't know if it's Netflix every year or if it's Amazon or Apple, whoever's going to do it. But they're going to pay a lot of money to get a couple of games, and then they'll present it the way they want. But I also think these big-time halftime performances are going to be big on Christmas Day as well. And we were talking about the NBA, and LeBron at the end of that game last night. If he stayed up, Randy said,
Randy, it's our day.
LeBron was like, I love the NFL, but the NBA is our day. And I was kind of like, okay, I enjoyed the game. You and Steph can still get it in. There's no doubt. They're still at the top of their game, but it's not.
No.
And, by the way, if those NFL games were compelling by just a little bit, I'm telling you, they would have blown out of the water the ratings compared to the NBA. And they had five marquee games on. That was the last game, by the way. So it was almost like we had to wait to the end of the day to get the best game, Randy.
Yeah, but I think, and Carl, what's your thought process? We talk about this all the time, me and Buck, about why is the NBA? Is it just because they're going against college football and the NFL during the fall? Or is it something else? I always think, I think the style of play, because it was cool when one team played like they played out. That usually was the Golden State Warriors. They had that flow and everything. But now everybody does it. And then I thought about, obviously the resting part about the players. But I think, I'm like, you got this great show, and I love the show. I love Inside the NBA and all these other shows when you get these all-time greats talking about a game. Does it seem like they bash the game more than they praise it nowadays?
It does feel that way. And again, you know, the game, it is changed. It has changed. There's no debating that. And I'll give you an example of what's going on and why I think Mike and I were talking about this maybe a couple of weeks ago. But the Boston Celtics, they are the champs, okay?
Right.
And they just lost to Embiid, and, you know, the Sixers seem like their season's turning around, which is great. I mean, the NBA needs star power. But when you look at Boston and how many threes they shoot, and everybody wants to talk about the Golden State Warriors, go look at what the Boston Celtics are doing night in and night out.
Mm-hmm.
They're averaging more three, not hitting more, but they're shooting more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this is three over everything is taking away from the fundamental brilliance of what this game can be, like a backdoor cut,
mm-hmm.
a reverse layup, a mid-range jumper. And so all you're doing now, and a lot of teams have taken this in because it's three over everything, right? We're going to shoot more threes. We'll hit more threes. And even on a bad night, if we hit more threes and you hit twos, we're going to win. And, Randy, I think that is the aesthetics of this. So the NBA wanted to open the game up. They didn't want us to see all the tough and rough play in the lane anymore and guys getting beat up and fouled hard. So they changed the rules, and then guys adapted. And mm-hmm. now what you're seeing is it's gone, in my opinion, way over here,
yes.
instead of being somewhere in the middle.
I agree.
And so that is what I think is hurting the game, because what you're seeing now is up and down threes. Hell, I feel like I'm at the Y sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because just because they're I think biggest thing, Carl, because there's a line there, everybody think they can shoot them.
It's true. Everybody, yeah. And it's that one dude who can't hit anything
right.
at the gym who wants to shoot the most threes.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that's what's going on. But the games themselves, are they entertaining? Are they fun? Yes. But the overall aesthetics of the game, I think that's what people are taking away from it, and why you hear the criticisms of the Charles and the Shaqs of the world and everybody else talking about how the game should. Because there used to be a time, and I know we don't remember, where you did drop it in and you had a guy that could maneuver in the
right.
post,
right.
you know, and he could get your open shots and get you, you know, wide open looks. That is completely gone. Did you guys, I mean, if you watch Embiid, watch Karl Anthony Towns, watch Rudy Gobert. All these guys. Hell, Wimby. He had 40. What did he have, Randy? 42?
42, yeah.
Wimby hit a bunch of threes, guys.
Yes.
That wasn't like him posting up and dunking on guys.
Nope. It wasn't. I mean, that's – and so, I mean, I love the NBA. I always have, you know. But it's like – and I don't have a problem with the product and everything like that. My thing is, like, when you sit there and some of the most prominent voices, and why can't we just allow the game to grow. Through generations
yeah.
of playing? Why is it always, well, you wouldn't have made it in this era, or you wouldn't have made it in this era, or you wouldn't have made it in this era, or they wouldn't have made it in this era? It's just like, can we just watch basketball and just play it? What does
I'm
it matter?
I agree. That part of it, I agree. And by the way, there's this generation, right, that's growing up watching, this is how they're going to play.
Yep.
Just like we grew up watching – you know, guys in the post, and you had to have a mid-range jumper, and you had to be able to put it on the floor. Like, but this is what they're watching. So the Steph Curry effect is real, man. If you don't believe me, go to a high school gym. All right? I mean, just go watch a game, and you'll see this is how kids are playing. But it's funny, Randy, that you bring this up, because there was a time that it had nothing to do with the aesthetics of the play on the floor. It was what guys were wearing, which was crap,
mm-hmm.
and it was the influence they were allegedly having on the public and the public perception of NBA players. Think about that now and how guys walk into the arena and it's a spectacle and how they're dressed and what's going on, when there was a time where, oh, we don't want that. We can't have this.
Oh, no. No.
And it completely, like, it was, when you think back to it, like the whole dress code thing, it was crap.
Yes.
It was crap,
yes.
right? The product is what matters. If you have stars and they play at a high level and you have competitive games, people are going to watch. But we got so caught up in this other stuff. All these young black men and what they're wearing.
Exactly. Cornrows and do-rags and chains.
Yes. So now you look at it. Is anybody talking about that stuff?
Nope.
Nobody's talking about that. So
because these dudes are wearing damn dinosaur sweaters. All right. Coming out looking like Worthy Originals. And, you know what I mean? Like Worthy, looking like a Worthy Originals. Looking like grandma, pocketbook church candy. You know what I mean?
It's true. It's so true, man. I feel like that is, I think back to that time and what a big deal it was.
Yeah.
You know, oh, they can, these are professionals and they can't wear, these dudes are wearing half a suit with shorts and nobody cares. nobody is saying anything like, oh, that's not cute. You know, that's not the style. Nobody cares.
No.
So it's all about the play. It always has been. And some of that stuff was just, you know, outrage, fake outrage. But at the end of the day, I'm with you about the old school cats. Just, you know, let the game grow. But I do think that's the criticism and why you hear it. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to get to an NFL blitz here in a minute, but I want to bring in Big O because we're coming off the holiday, guys. Hope you enjoyed your Christmas and, you know, no travel issues and all the things that you concern yourself with during these days. But, I know you got a little man. I saw the pictures. Incredibly
yes.
adorable, man. And I hope he had a Merry Christmas. I had to laugh when I saw the picture with Santa.
Oh, my gosh. It took us having to, like, bribe him with peppermints to get him to sit in Santa's lap. But then once he sat in Santa's lap, he gave Santa a high five. But Mrs. Claus, he wasn't cool with it all. It's like, I know who you are. I don't know who that lady is. I don't trust her. Like, she got something on. Like, she looks like him, but I don't. Like, we don't. There's no Miss Claus taking up in our house right now. I don't know who that lady is, and I don't trust her.
I ain't mad at him. I'm not mad at him, but I'm just trying to call.
Hey, y'all. It's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week. To close out the year, we've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we had this question, and I'm curious because, Carl, you are as festive as they come. I saw you had the Biggie Smalls Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
Why is, and you know more about this, Carl. You know me. I like to stay in the background with it.
Yeah.
Why has the Grinch been so, like, pushed mainstream? Is it just the movie? Because when I was growing up, Carl, we grew up, you watched that cartoon with the little Betty and the little girl, and we didn't like the Grinch.
No.
Everybody loves the Grinch now. Everybody loves, you can't get enough videos of these folks, and them folks need to have their ass kicked, Carl. Why y'all bring the Grinch in there with them babies? Them babies is sitting there just chilling, ready for Santa Claus to come, and y'all
and
bring
this
the
big
Grinch.
Old green goblin
big
comes
old green
in.
Grinch coming y'all in y'all limb room, and these kids lose their damn mind.
They like, do lose their mind.
Why is it? Why has the Grinch been so mainstream now?
You said it. That's it. It's
scare
been,
kids. I guess I don't know. Parents like scare kids.
No, man, they have made it mainstream, and it's so popular now. And I just feel like that whole thing that you're talking about, that we hated the Grinch because he was ruining Christmas and like, oh, this dude. And now there's some appeal to this. And I don't know if it's the movies. You guys tell us, 404-726-0929. I am. Where are you guys at on the Grinch, the whole Grinch situation? Because Randy's right about this. And I'm watching, you know, videos and stuff, and I'm like, really? That's what we're doing now? I did not know, and I certainly didn't feel that way. Now, I'm with you. I love the original. Chris, who produces our show, was talking about, I think him and his girl just went and saw or just watched the Jim Carrey one, which I guess is 20 years old, he said. And I didn't even realize that. But it's not the animated one. I love the animated
yes.
one. That's the one.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the one that we grew up on. So
Little folks in Whoville?
Exactly.
So
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't even remember. He said this, and I was like, Jim Carrey. Oh, yeah, he did play the Grinch. I totally forgot.
I've never seen it. I've never seen any Grinch movie. Never seen any of them. And so that's maybe I need to go back and sit and watch it. Like I said, I might have the house to myself tonight, so I might sit back and watch one. But, yeah, I've never seen him.
Honestly, I think the appeal is, like, the color. Like, the colorway, like the green. Something about the green is appealing with the whole fashion trends and stuff now. So I don't know if y'all remember, like, Kobe had the Grinches. He had the shoes.
My kid, they got them.
Yeah, and then he had the reverse Grinches.
Yes.
But the Grinch shoes, that's like an iconic, epic colorway of a shoe that everybody wants to get. Like this, as a matter of fact, this Christmas, they re-released the shoe, but as a cleat.
Yep, and I saw. Oh my god! I forgot somebody had them, or somebody bought their kids the Grinch cleats.
But you've seen them all. Like I saw them all this past week. NFL players wearing the Grinch cleats.
Yes. Yeah. Another one more. I know we got to get the break. Obviously, we'll get to the blitz. But it was not the Beyonce Bowl, woman. My wife just texted me. Have you spoken about the Beyonce Bowl yet? It is not the Beyonce Bowl, okay? All right.
Sure it was.
No, it was not. All right. Her and my daughter.
That's all that matters.
No, it
That's
was
all
not.
That
all right. My daughter talking about the Beyonce Bowl. No, it was not.
Oh, that's great.
Stop it.
Well, look, there are a lot of people who just tuned in for that.
Stop right? it.
I mean, there's Stop a lot it. Of people who just went in and pulled up Netflix. Just she's on. Okay, I got to see it.
So, Stop.
That's funny.
Stop.
But she did. She did crush it, though.
She did, though. She was good. Now, like I said, this only song I know, the Texas, it ain't hold 'em. I don't know any other song on that track.
Oh, all the husbands out there right now, go ahead and get those pocketbooks, those wallets ready, because she's out to the tour next month too,
and
it's coming a month before Valentine's Day. So
where is it gonna be at?
Nationwide tour. If I guess it's gonna be in Atlanta. It's gonna be down there at Mercedes Benz.
I ain't paying for them tickets no more, Carl.
Yeah. So go ahead. Hey, congrats, fellas. That Valentine's Day gift just got kicked a little bit early now. Yeah, Beyonce tickets.
Because I got Carl. Because my girl, like, she makes straight A's and everything. So it's like, well, you make A's and we'll go. Well, she already got damn A's, Carl.
Yeah. You between a rock and a hard place on that one. I'm with you, though. We went last time she came through, and it was great. Don't get me wrong. Like, amazing. You know, her and Taylor on another level. But I'll tell the story when we come back about Beyonce. She's always been an amazing performer. I'll tell you a story about seeing her at a concert many, many years ago.
Okay.
In Houston when they were coming up, when Destiny's was coming up. I'll tell you about it when we come back. And we'll get to an NFL Blitz, guys. He's back in football. He was just coaching high school football. We'll tell you who it is. It is Dukes and Bell on the day after Christmas. Tomorrow, ironically, I am going to be off. Mike will be back, and he'll be in with Randy Mack as Randy is hanging out with me today. Let's talk about this Beyonce thing before we get to the Blitz real quick, because I do want to tell people what I was talking about, because you said you're not going to pay for them tickets anymore. So last time she was here, it was great. I mean, I said her and Taylor, right? Taylor, they're both billion-dollar,
yes.
You know, concert.
Iconic superstars.
Yes. So many years ago, and I want to say this is, I don't want to say early, but this is probably at its height, when Destiny's Child was at its height. And I met Beyonce when I was in Houston. I used to work there. And she came through the radio station. And I want to say at that time, she's 18, 19.
Right.
I don't know what she is. 20, maybe. I'm not sure how old she is. And obviously stunning, beautiful, so down to earth, Randy.
Yes.
Like, that part of it hasn't changed. Now, she's an excellent businesswoman, but, like, you just knew, and I say this all the time, like, people come in the room and you know, like, they have it. There's something special about her. And Janet Jackson at the time was touring. And this is funny now because I'm like, you think Janet Jackson, and you go, well, Beyonce obviously is way bigger. But we forget at one point Janet Jackson was a huge,
yes.
You know, megastar.
Yes.
And we go to the concert, and Destiny's Child is sitting front row.
Wow.
And nobody even
knew who they were.
Knew.
Yep.
And she's sitting there, and I only tell this story because, like, years later when I saw her, I said, you know, I saw you at a Janet Jackson concert back in H-Town. And she was like, oh, yeah, I remember, blah, blah, blah. And she described the concert. And she said, we just thought Janet was such an entertainer, performer, that we wanted to take in what she was doing and then, you know, try to incorporate some things into our show. And my point is, these shows have grown. Like, everybody's not a Mercedes-Benz artist.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
And some of these artists, they come in, and they're like, yo, we're charging Mercedes-Benz prices, but we're not really a stadium show.
Right.
And Beyonce has grown. She's done that for years now, but she's grown into that. You go from these 5,000-seat spots to 10 to arenas. You know what I'm saying? There's a
right.
progression. And my thing is, I was blown away because that's what great artists do.
Yes.
And this is the moral of the story. They watch other great artists and they say, in a live performance, what else can I do? How much more can I be entertaining? What can I incorporate? And I think you've seen that from Taylor Swift. She has got so much going on in the show where you're captivated. It's not just her being there. It's all the other stuff. And Beyonce does that too. So that's what I was going to say, man. But she was like, yeah, we were there. And it was like, they weren't, and nobody was asking them for autographs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, they were just there as fans. And I'm like, I'll be damned. They're up front. Like, just chilling as fans.
Awesome.
And it's crazy. It's crazy.
I love it.
All right. We got to talk about what's going on around the NFL.
Real quick.
What's up?
What happened to headlines?
What are you talking about?
Headlines. Because like usually when I listen to your show when I come home from work, when I'm leaving, and I get home about 2:40, and then I come back in after the dog report.
It takes you 40 minutes to get to the crib.
You know how that damn traffic above damn Spaghetti Junction be. You don't know when, ain't no recommend, Carl, but we just sitting there looking at each other.
I'm like, damn. Yeah. Listen, we're updating some things on the show. It's still here. It's still.
All right.
But yeah, we just update some stuff.
But no more headlines, because you know Mike makes me do the headlines when you ain't here,
and because he can't get there, right?
But this is the one thing I promise you, and I failed you a long, long time ago, Carl. I will bring him back whole to you, because you remember last time, you know, me and Mike was together, and Mike tore his trachea. And so
it's tricky.
And so I'll make sure that I will not get him hot tomorrow, and we be fussing about nothing. Okay, so I will do that. All right,
yeah,
making
yeah.
sure.
Right, well, I'll you know what? He had to learn, and here's the deal. He would go to these games, right? And Mike would be yelling at these games, like guys could really hear what he was saying.
Yes.
Okay, and so he would come back on a Monday, and literally I'd be like, you know, we talk about the game, and the first thing out of his mouth was like,
mad, mad.
And I'm like, what happened? And he's like, oh, I was just yelling to him. So he would strain his voice,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd do a show all week, and then he'd, you know, have a good time. And all of a sudden now, yeah, man, he was going through it. But no, I'm glad you're going to bring him back hold of me. Bring him back.
Yeah, I'll bring him back hold to you, okay? I promise. Right,
fair enough. Let's get to our NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Coach Raheem Morris is on the way, guys. Stay tuned. He's going to be here in less than 15 minutes. Real quick, this is an interesting story, and I think it's pretty cool. Teddy Bridgewater is back in the league. He was coaching in high school down in Florida, I believe.
Yeah, Miami Northwestern High.
Okay, and won a state championship. What level, Randy? 3A, 4A?
Yeah, the 3A, because they know they beat Reigns, and Reigns is a powerhouse out of Jacksonville, and Teddy them just beat the hell out of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Teddy Bridgewater is coming out of retirement and expected to sign with the Lions. And you're going, well, what's the deal? And he said, apparently, this has kind of been the plan. He wanted to go coach. He wanted to get back into the NFL and then see what happens in the spring. But what a landing spot. And here's the other thing. What's up with Hendon Hooker? What's this say about Hendon Hooker?
That's the first thing I thought. Well, I think it was after they won, and you remember Teddy was doing the media rounds, and he was on with Rappaport. I think he was on Insider or something, and I thought he was joking about coming back, because he said it. He's like, yeah, I'm probably going to come back to the NFL. I'm retired. I thought he was joking. Now, he was in Detroit, so they kind of know him up there, but when I saw that, I was the same way. I was like, so what's this saying about Hendon Hooker and everything like that? But, yeah, I mean, first of all, if you've ever met Teddy Bridgewater, he's one of the nicest and just beautiful people you'll ever meet in your life. This is a good brother. And to go back down where he was from down there, I've been in that high school car, so I know what it's like around there. For him to keep those young men and go in there and lock in and win a state title his first year, unbelievable. Yeah, my first thought wasn't, damn, Teddy coming back. Mine was, what the hell happened to Hendon Hooker? That was my first initial reaction.
Yeah, and remember they drafted him, guys, and he's backing up golf. And we thought, right, that he was progressing and everything's going well. When you do this late in the season, you're telling me you don't trust him in case golf gets hurt, that he could lead you to a potential Super Bowl. We know Teddy is serviceable, man. He comes in these situations. He's played at a high level. So that's interesting. But welcome back to the NFL as Teddy Bridgewater signs with the Lions. Meanwhile, let's talk about the games that happened yesterday. Patrick Mahomes, they get the number one seed. And did you see him run into the locker room with them damn coats on?
Yes. Yo, I mean, it was so awesome for him to come in there and flap it with the coats. I was like, this is those things, Carl, those little bitty. Have we ever seen that? You remember the Fox Thanksgiving and John Madden used to give out the 6 turkey legs and everything? This is like another gimmick right here, Carl, that Netflix is saying, okay, so you're going to let us do it again next year, right? Like, let's give these guys these big Santa coats, these big Santa pimp coats, and all that other different thing. But, I mean, the game wasn't close. Now, I don't know what's going on in Pittsburgh. It seems like it might be some shakiness, Carl. Maybe Russell is wearing off. I mean, you lost 3 games in 11 days. You remember we talked earlier today about they lost 3 games in 11 days.
Yeah, 3-11. Yeah. It's tough, man. Yeah. Mahomes, though, here's what we're saying, guys. In the AFC, you got to go through Kansas City again. Mm-hmm. And remember, Kansas City had to go on the road every game last year to get to the Super Bowl, and they did. Here's Mahomes talking about it.
Guys, they're mentally tough, and they're physically tough, and we played some really good football teams, some hard-fought battles, and the guys came away with 3 wins. So, getting that number one seed is important. It's like winning the playoff game, and so I was happy to get that done.
Well, I mean, Carl, I mean, he's only been on the road one time in the playoffs as a starter. I mean, and then they went to Baltimore, which is crazy, and Baltimore forgot their identity and tried to match their identity and all those different things. I mean, I still don't know what they were doing then. But, no, I mean, you look at it, Carl. I mean, you said it, and it shocked me when you said it. He had his first 300-yard passing game in the season. This is the biggest margin of victory they've had all year. There were, I think, coming into this game, they were one of the only few teams that didn't score 30 points in a game. We're talking about the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And so, yeah, it's a big deal to be able to host Arrowhead. Been there plenty of times, Carl. You've been there. Hardest place in the league to play. It is just that simple. It's just hard. It's loud. The field sucks. Locker room. Like, they make it. Like, everything about being a visitor, it stinks. But, yeah, they find ways to get there, and they've done it again.
Yeah, no doubt. What about Russell Wilson and his team's identity? They have lost three. Randy mentioned it. We're talking about the Steelers guys. They also played 3 and 11 days. Here's Russ.
I really believe in who we are, the character of guys, the mentality that we have. It's been a tough road, obviously, the past 3 weeks. We haven't been able to overcome some of the challenges along the way. That's going to be we got to make that a good thing for us.
Well, I mean, he had George back. Now, they should let George go because his forward momentum wasn't stopped, so George probably would have scored. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Russ is, you know, I still think Russ is a good player, and everything was fine until it wasn't, you know, the first one. Well, because they are called one of the worst red zone offenses in football. Mm. And that's the biggest thing with them. If Russ isn't throwing the moon ball to somebody, once they get in the red zone, they kick field goals. They just don't score when they're down there. They did it. I mean, and then you look at it from a standpoint, T.J. Watt was banged up, you know. And so, but I think Philly's going to be fine. Pittsburgh. My thing with Pittsburgh is this, and I know some Steeler fans, and they're like, okay, and I love me some Mike Tomlin, but we all tied it in 17 straight years with no winning record. Well, I mean, with no losing record. They ain't won a playoff game in 8 years. So are they going to be able to get it done? I think that's the biggest thing for them.
I agree. It's our NFL Blitz, guys. Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. I do want to ask you this, and it's something I want to get into a little bit later on as we talk about Lamar. They win yesterday, and everybody still says, well, he doesn't have a ring. And I just want to put this in perspective.
It's hard.
Mahomes has three. Rodgers has one. He looks washed. Flacco has one. He's a backup. Stafford has one. Rams are decent. I don't think they're Super Bowl winning team this year, but I don't foresee Stafford getting back. Russell Wilson, Randy just talked about it, has one. Guys, Lamar doesn't have any. Josh Allen doesn't have any. Joe Burrow doesn't have any. All these young guys that we're talking about that we think are so good, none of them have any rings. Right. Let's stop saying that about Lamar and appreciate what he's doing, Randy. That's all I'm saying. Like, this notion of he doesn't have any rings, neither do any of these other guys that are out there.
It's hard, Carl. Carl, it's hard. So many things have to fall right to get you one of them things. And I do think that we're living in a Patrick Mahomes era where Charles Barkley and Karl Malone and John Stockton and all them lived in the Michael Jordan era. I mean, he's just the best player. And as great as you are, and I think Lamar is great, and I think that they had a chance to win last year, but I don't know what the hell Todd Monken was doing. I still, right now, Carl, don't understand what he was doing. And hopefully because they got Derrick Henry this year, they don't do that again. Because I'm telling you, this Baltimore thing, because the biggest thing with Baltimore, Carl, I know we love Lamar, their defense is playing so much better.
Yeah,
Or the young defensive coordinator has found his way a little bit with those guys, and I think they're playing, they're moving guys around. But, yeah, I think, I mean, I and we talked earlier, I think Lamar's the MVP. I understand Josh Allen is three touchdown, three rushing the same game, Carl, but this dude got 40 touchdown passes, four interceptions, 4,000 yards pass, and is going to have 1,000 yards rushing. Come on, man.
It's nuts.
Come on, man.
That is Randy Mack, guys. It's Dukes and Bell hanging out with you day after Christmas. When we come back, we're going to talk to Coach Raheem Morris. Big Sunday night matchup against the Commanders. Stay right there and hear what the head coach of our Atlanta Falcons has to say next. Dale, right now you're enjoying the time off, and you're tuned in to 92.9. And Brandon hit us up at Dukes and Bell 929 and put him up. See Dukes at Randy Mack 81. He says, hey, man, love the mix of energy today as we're doing a little matchup show. Randy's in today hanging out. And he says, just pointing out some awesomeness of AJ this year. And so Mark Raimondi, who covers the Falcons, as we await head coach Raheem Morris here in just a few minutes, he's going to join us. But Mark Raimondi pointed out A.J. Terrell has the third lowest target rate, 12% among corners in the NFL with 400 or more coverage snaps. The only corners ahead of him, Jalen Johnson and Patrick Surtain. People think Surtain may be the best corner in the league.
And Jalen Johnson's right up there. People think he's up there too.
And so he says opposing offenses are actively staying away from throwing to him or throwing at him. And, Randy, I'm going to say this. We had A.J. Terrell on the show a few weeks ago. We were up there on a Wednesday, as we normally are, at Flower Branch. And obviously with the holidays, we're not up there. Coach is going to call in today. And I said this to A.J., like, every time you were on Justin Jefferson, it was the Vikings game. They didn't throw his way. And this is more proof for everybody who wants to say A.J. Terrell is not having a good year.
He's having a very good year.
Because they're not throwing his way.
But Carl, and I remember listening to you and Mike talked about it. He doesn't catch interceptions. So I think that's one of the biggest things. But you can't catch interceptions that are thrown your way. I think A.J., and I was so happy because that was something that we talked about before the season was, you know, the extension and everything like that. You know, him being, you know, basically a core player that you lock up, a young corner. And the thing, what they locked him up. I think he's playing really well. I do. I really, really do. And the thing about it is that he's going to always, for the most part, guard the number one receivers. Yeah. And we know this about number one receivers. They get busy on everybody. I mean, the best corner I've ever been on the field playing against was Darrell Reeves. And he was a lot different than anybody I've ever seen. Like, Carl, when they call it the island, oh, yeah, go get you an umbrella drink and a lawn chair. Because you ain't catching no damn ball today. You know? You're just not going to do that. I'm not saying that A.J. is him, but A.J. has played like lights out Pro Bowl level type corner this year for this squad.
It's a great point, man. And Mark Raimondi, again, does a really good job of covering the Falcons. But Brandon sent that to us to just say, because we've had this discussion. All the shows, I think, have had this discussion. I know you and Andy have had this discussion as well about how good is he playing? Is he really worth the money? Blah, blah, blah. Yes. 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 And yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He has done everything they've asked of him to do. That's always the one of the biggest thing is when you get into these negotiations. And it's always, and, you know, fortunately, I was a part of something where, you know what, we have a young player who has developed and developed and developed. Let's reward him for that. You know what I mean? Because that's one thing we didn't know. We were like, because it was so, and I always appreciate a lot of times, Carl, when you get, when because we all kind of talked about AJ, but nobody knew he was getting no new damn deal. And then it comes out. Obviously, it probably came out on 2 o'clock on one of y'all damn shows. But, yeah.
It always does. And breaking news, bro. It always never fails.
Breaking news, A.J. Terrell, new extension. Like, nobody was surprised. But it was like, it was not a big thing at all. It wasn't something, you know, a lot of times during these players that are in their contract, it's something that kind of hovers, Carl. Like, this whole A.J. thing didn't hover at all. You know, we knew we kind of figured it was going to get done, but nobody really was worried about it. His representation wasn't making a big deal. Obviously, he was not. But then it comes out. And yeah. And he's just rewarding him. He's playing so well. And I think that, you know, the biggest thing with him is he got to continue to grow because he's going to be here, Carl. They got him locked up. And he plays one of the hardest positions in football. Anybody knows that? Cornerback in the NFL, when you're asked to do what he is asked to do, is one of the hardest things in the league to do.
It is. Randy, you know, as we await Coach to call in here, they are practicing up there at Flower Branch, and we'll get the latest on what's going on and how he feels about the team heading into this big Sunday night matchup. And by the way, I'm glad this game got flexed now because Sunday, you know, it would have been fine in the afternoon, but now it feels like, okay.
Feels big deal.
Waiting all day, and then we're going to get this Sunday night matchup. But we're going to talk to Coach, and then coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we're also going to talk to Zach Harrison as well, the big defensive end. We were talking about Beyonce. I just saw this. She got $20 million for that performance on Netflix yesterday.
Damn.
She was paid $20 million to perform for the Netflix halftime show.
Damn. Carl.
Yeah.
Carl.
Yeah.
Carl, you know my biggest thing when I'm sitting there watching it, obviously with my daughter, my wife, and my mama, was like, are they going to extend halftime for Beyonce?
That's true.
Hey, Carl, that's all I thought. I was like, no, she rocking. Like, are they gonna like turn her mic off? Like Beyonce ain't bigger than the NFL. I don't care what my baby, whatever the women in my life think. She ain't. All right, she ain't. All right. And you know how I know she ain't? Because they did not extend halftime for her.
No, they didn't.
No, they did not. All right, she ain't bigger than the NFL. My dog. Oh, she's seen them. Oh. The damn women, because the boys, the men, folks, we all stick together. You know, whatever lane daddy goes down, my boys ain't got no choice but to come with daddy. All right, well, this is how daddy feels, so it's how we feel. But mama and Donna on the other hand, I don't think that the NFL would have done this on Netflix if it wasn't for Beyonce. I think they would just put on regular TV. So you're telling me that the NFL scheduled games on Netflix just for Beyonce, baby? Yep. All right.
Well, I know this. I'll say this. Your wonderful wife, I don't know if the regular networks are paying her $20 million to do a halftime show.
And that's what I said, Carl. I said, well, ABC, CBS wasn't going to pay her that.
No.
They gave her $20 million for 13 minutes.
Correct.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a good job if you can get it, bro.
If you can get that kind of employment, $20 million. And then, Orin, you said they gave, $150 to the NFL?
Yeah, Netflix played one. They paid $150 to the NFL just for two games.
And that's a taste, though. That's what I'm saying, Carl. Like, that $150, if they, say, for instance, they get the Christmas game next year, what's the price going to be? What's it going to be?
Oh, it's going up.
Yeah.
What's that phrase? The price went up?
Yeah.
The price of the brick going up.
We're freaking saying, freaking call it the price of the brick just went up, man.
It's going up, dog. I agree totally. Like, because now they know they not only can pull it off, which, you know, some people said, oh, because what happened was, and this had nothing to do with really the games yesterday, but the Tyson fight made a lot of people skeptical about whether or not they'd be able to handle the bandwidth of everybody tuning into this game and the streaming. Like, you did not want to tune into this game yesterday and it go down and you have to restart your system or start over, or it was, you know, glitchy. So everybody was like, it better be right. And then they had this extra added pressure of Beyonce performing where, they, you know, to your point, like your wife and your daughter, my wife and daughter, everybody's watching for that. They didn't want to screw it up. But now, dog, price done gone up.
Yeah.
Price the price of the brick just went up.
It's so true, though. It's so true. But I think that was more or less, Carl, what I was looking for was when it was going to mess up. I was like, when this whole – because it just for a brief minute, and I know everybody that saw it, it paused for a little bit.
It did.
My wife, what's going on? Because it happened right before. Well, what's happening? Do we need to exit out and come back? The show's going to be over. I was like, shut up, babe. Relax. All right.
Yeah, relax.
Relax. Okay. All right.
It did get crazy for a minute. But everybody who watched that Tyson, whatever that was, debacle, feared in that moment, like, oh, hell no. I know we not going to be glitchy on – and that's – and then it was fine.
It was fine. No, she's – Beyonce bad, man. But as she came in on that White House, and then it's like, oh, hell. Like, because I didn't know. I'm like, okay, you know, it's one of the things where you're like, Carl, is she going to bring out, like, Kelly and him? You know?
Yeah.
But she was outstanding. You know, she really – now, still, I ain't going – you know, it ain't really my thing. You know, I'm cool. I'm like – if my wife is in the –
if your wife asks for them tickets, you're gonna do it?
I've heard done it before. And I was thinking about it. You know,
you're about to do it again.
No, Carl. You know, there's two things in life I hate doing, spending money and losing money.
Right? Yeah.
And both of those are in this equation right here. Buying them? Yeah, I'm good on that.
Well, there's
man.
Two things in life that I love, and they ain't necessarily in that order either, but I feel you. Hey. But I feel you about the losing money part of it. I do agree with that.
I hate spending money and losing money, Carl.
Yeah, man. It's just crazy. We're talking about the halftime performance yesterday. The numbers come out that she got $20 million, and everybody's kind of wondering, like, oh. Because for those who don't know, the Super Bowl, you don't get that.
Mm-mm.
They don't. That's not how the Super Bowl works. But I will tell you that your streaming and the increase in listens and downloads and all that stuff does happen. And we've seen it with every Super Bowl performance that has happened. So, and you know, you're getting money on the back end, but nobody's getting $20, $25 million to play the Super Bowl. That's just not how that thing works. So Netflix could pony up that money because, again, it's a streaming service. They got it.
Right.
And they can go get whoever they want, depending on what the price is, and they were willing to pay it.
I saw that Squid Games came back today, Carl.
Oh, dude, I cannot wait. Now, see, that's something I got to get into.
Yeah.
Did you like the first one?
It was. I really liked it, Carl. But I was like, how do you make a second season off this?
I know.
You know what I mean? How do you come back from? But, I'm excited. I think it said seven episodes came out today. So that's my biggest thing is how do you bounce back from the first? Because the first one was awesome, kind of. You know, it was gory and all those things. But something that we never watched and never seen before. And so, because I didn't know that. My son, my boy told me, he's like, hey, Dad, Squid Games. And I was like, what are y'all watching? They didn't watch Squid Games at like 9 o'clock this morning.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm about to dive in as soon as I get done. Because I do want to watch it. I'm curious. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Roz on the way. Stay there. They're just getting off the field. We're going to hear from our head coach when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.